This is Radio Nepal. I'm Srizana Bastula with the news. The headlines first. UML Politburo meetings approves statute amendment proposal. Government set to frame regulations as per Transitional Justice Act to conclude long-stalled transitional justice process. Nepal calls for localized approach to achieve sustainable development goals. And Ukraine seeks new round of talks with Russia. Now the news in detail. The Politburo meeting of the CPN-UML has approved the report on the proposed amendments to the party statute. The fourth plenary session of the Politburo held yesterday at the party headquarters in Chasal, Lalitpur, unanimously passed the amendment proposal report that was endorsed by the Central Secretariat meeting on Friday. UML's Publicity Department Chief Rajendra Gautam informed that party's Vice Chairperson Bishnu Prasad Podel presented the amendment proposal in the meeting. The proposed amendments include provisions to maintain two categories of membership in the party: organized membership and general party membership, the removal of the 70-year age limit and the two-term limit for leadership positions, and the agreement to consider district committees as executive committees. The amendment proposal to the statute passed yesterday will be presented at the Central Committee meeting scheduled for July 21. The second statute convention of the UML is scheduled to take place on the 5th to the 7th of September in Godavari of Lalitpur. The Ministry of Law, Justice and Parliamentary Affairs is preparing to draft regulations under the recently amended Transitional Justice Act to move forward the long-stalled process of transitional justice. Although the Truth and Reconciliation Commission and the Commission for Investigation of Enforced Disappeared Persons have received their office bearers, progress has been delayed due to the absence of regulations required to implement the Act effectively. Minister for Law, Justice and Parliamentary Affairs Ajay Kumar Chaurasia said the government had intensified efforts to draft the regulation in line with the new Act. He added that the government remained committed to concluding the transitional justice process. The Commission for Investigation of Disappeared Persons and the Truth and Reconciliation Commission Third Amendment Act is already in effect and both commissions have begun their work. National Planning Commission Vice Chair Professor Dr. Sivaraj Adhikari has stressed the need for implementing sustainable development goals based on local needs and priorities. Speaking at the 2025 SDG Localization Partnership Forum in New York, the National Planning Commission Vice Chair emphasized that education, health, employment and poverty reduction are interconnected and require integrated local efforts. Adhikari highlighted Nepal's three-tier federal system, noting local governments are best placed to understand and address community needs. National Planning Commission Vice Chair Adhikari called for more training, stronger local implementation, better funding, improved data systems and enhanced technology transfer. The Independent Power Producers Association Nepal, IPPAN, has urged all hydropower projects to remain on high alert for 3 days. The call was made in view of the forecast by the Department of Hydrology and Meteorology of heavy rainfall across the country yesterday, today and tomorrow. Following an agreement between IPPAN and the department to exchange flood early warning information, the department has been continuously sharing information with IPPAN for preparedness. Kosi, Tamor, Arun, Tama Kosi, Dud Kosi, Kankai in eastern Nepal are likely to see significant rise in water level, with the Kosi River possibility reaching or exceeding the danger level. The districts of Baglung, Myagdi, Parbat, Siangja, Palpa, Nawalparasi, Rupandehi and other areas in central Nepal will be affected along Narayani watershed. 5 different committees of the Federal Parliament are meeting today. As per the scheduled agenda, the Law, Justice and Human Rights Committee, the Women and Social Affairs Committee, the Education, Health and Information Technology, the Legislative and Management Committee, and the Public Policy and Delegated Legislation Committee are holding meeting today. Committee Secretary Ram Hari Thapa shared that the Law Committee is scheduled to discuss with the Office of the Prime Minister and Council of Ministers regarding the Universal Periodic Review UPR report. Similarly, the Women and Social Affairs Committee will discuss the annual report of the Madhesi Commission 2080-81. The Education, Health and Information Technology Committee is scheduled to hold a discussion on the principles of the Media Council Bill. Likewise, the Legislative Management Committee is scheduled to hold clause-wise discussion on the National Forensic Science Laboratory Establishment and Operation Bill 2081. The Public Policy and Delegated Legislation Committee is scheduled to discuss the report on national parks. In the last fiscal year, 839,266 people have obtained work permits. According to the Department of Foreign Employment, 744,811 of those who obtained work permits are men and 94,455 are women. The department made the details public at a press conference in Kathmandu. Kamal Prasad Bhattrai, Director General of the Department, informed that 100,000 more people have obtained work permits this time compared to the previous fiscal year. He said that 60.28% of the work permits were new and 39.72% were reissued. Major labour destinations of Nepali workers are UAE, Saudi Arabia, Qatar, Kuwait, Malaysia, Romania, Japan, South Korea and Bahrain. Similarly, other countries for labour are Malta, Serbia, Mauritius, Japan, Croatia and Maldives. Minister for Culture, Tourism and Civil Aviation Badri Prasad Pandey has pointed out the need of exploring safe alternative route to scale the world's highest peak Sagarmatha with a conclusion that the existing route to the summit was getting riskier. The discussion held in the ministry drew a conclusion to explore alternatives to the existing traditional route from Khumbu Icefall to Camp Puan, since as it is quite complex and riskier for the climbers. Also on the occasion, famous French mountaineer Marc-Marie Bataret and Nepali climber Spinkaji Sherpa had presented comprehensive information about research, survey and photographic documents about the alternative route to highest peak. You are listening to Radio Nepal's ATM English News Bulletin. Now on to an international news update. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky on Saturday said that Kyiv has sent Moscow an offer to hold another round of peace talks next week and that he wanted to speed up negotiations for a ceasefire. Ukraine and Russia have held two rounds of talks in Istanbul over the past 5 months. They have agreed to swap prisoners but have made no breakthroughs in ending almost 3.5 years of conflict that started with Russia's 2022 invasion. Zelensky said Rustem Umerov, who headed the Ukrainian delegation at both talks in Istanbul, had sent the Russian side the offer to hold the meeting next week but gave no more details. Russia has been pressing a grinding offensive along the eastern front in Ukraine's Donetsk region. It has repeatedly said it is ready for a new round of talks but has not backed down from what Kyiv and its allies describe as its maximalist war aims. U.S. President Donald Trump, who has sharpened his tone against Russia in recent weeks amid worsening airstrikes on Ukrainian cities, threatened harsher sanctions on Russia earlier this month if a peace deal was not reached within 50 days. Now, the general weather forecast for the country today. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be partly to generally cloudy throughout the country today. Light to moderate rain with thunder and lightning is likely to occur at many places of hilly regions of the country in Kosi, Madhes, Bagmati, Kandaki and Karnali province and at some places of rest of the parts of the country. There are chances of heavy to very heavy rainfall at some places of Kosi, Bagmati and Kandaki provinces and hilly regions of rest of the provinces. Likewise, light to moderate snowfall is likely to occur at some places of the high hilly and mountainous region of the country. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. UML Politburo meeting approves statute amendment proposal. Government set to frame regulations as per Transitional Justice Act to conclude long-stalled transitional justice process. Nepal calls for localized approach to achieve sustainable development goals. And Ukraine seeks new round of talks with Russia. This is all we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 2 in the afternoon. You can listen to us online on our website RadioNepalOnline.com and our mobile app. For more news and information, keep listening to Radio Nepal. Have a good day.